The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's vision news is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. First up, I have a few things from the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC, Facebook group. First up, I have a fun opportunity for families of children or parents who are blind or low vision. We are hosting our annual youth Christmas party. We hope you can join us for some holiday fun. Gingerbread and jammies for families of children or parents who are blind or visually impaired. Thursday, December 12, 2024, from 6 to 8 p.m., festive fun for children 12 and under. Delta Gamma House, 3912 East 21st Street, Wichita, Kansas, 67208. I know that's a bit far for us, but it sounds like a fun party idea for a local gathering. Contact us at programs at envisions.com. From Yingting Chu, hello, parents. I'm Dr. Ting, founder of the International Network of STEM for the Blind and Low Vision. As Christmas is approaching, we would like to give 10 tactile, embossed braille and graphics Christmas sticker sheets to kids who are blind or have low vision. If you want to get one sticker sheet for your child, please email your mailing address and full name to contact at intlstemblv.net. We will be shipping the stickers your way for free. About the stickers, image description of the picture. Each A4 sticker sheet contains 6 different designs, printed in full color with embossed braille and graphics. The diameter of each sticker is about 3.1 inches, approximately 8 centimeters. And the braille is grade 1 UEB, using capitals and punctuation. Number 1. Season's Greetings, purple background with holly leaves and red holly berries. Number 2, Happy New Year, green background with yellow and red bells. Number 3, Happy Christmas, purple background with orange and yellow Star of David. Number 4, Merry Christmas, pink background, Christmas tree green with a yellow star topper. Number 5, Happy Christmas, navy background with pink gift box and yellow bow. Number 6, Let It Snow, pale blue background with hot pink and white snowman. The second picture shows the back of the sticker sheet. The backing sheet can be kept as it has the tactile form of the 6 stickers images. From the Xavier Society for the Blind. For anyone celebrating the season of Advent, we have many Braille books for children available in Braille and talking book, all provided free of charge. We'd be happy to serve anyone interested. New talking book for children and the young at heart. Advent is for Children. Stories, Activities, Prayers by Julie Kellerman, K-E-L-E-M-E-N. This talking book will play in the machines provided by the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled of the Library of Congress. Here's a bit more about this title, published by Liguori Publications. That's L-I-G-U-O-R-I. The Journey of Advent is an important part of the Christmas season. This booklet offers explanations of symbols and ceremonies of the season in simple terms, activities the whole family can do, and prayers that invite families to make the Advent season something children would enjoy, appreciate, and really learn from each year, accompanied by a YouTube video. Posted by Chris Westbrook. If this is not allowed, please delete, but I'm hoping this could be a resource for parents eventually, as well as blind people. I have started a blog at www.blessedblindblog.com. To chronicle my experiences as a blind person and a Christian. I'm hoping to present tips as well as a positive image of blindness. If you have suggestions of topics you'd like me to cover, please comment, thanks in advance, with a link to blessedblind.blogged. Moving on to the web from acb.org, the 2025 ACB Leadership Conference. Dateline, Alexandria, Virginia, November 7th. The 2025 American Council of the Blind, ACB, Leadership Conference will be a hybrid event. ACB's board meeting, president's meeting, legislative seminar, and Capitol Hill visits will take place March 14 through 18 at the Sheraton Pentagon City Hotel in Arlington, Virginia. Registration for the conference is currently closed and will open mid-January. The room rate for the Sheraton Pentagon City Hotel is $155 per night plus tax. This rate applies to any night starting Monday, March 10, 2025, till Tuesday, March 25, 2025. The Sheraton Pentagon City Hotel is located at 900 South Orme Street, O-R-M-E, Arlington, Virginia, 22204. To make a reservation at the Sheraton, click on the link, www.marriott.com/event-reservations/reservation-link.miquery. ID equals 172236823793 key equals capital G, capital R, capital P, APP equals RESVLINK. You can also make a reservation by calling 1-800-325-3535 and informing the Marriott representative that you will be attending the ACB Leadership Seminar to receive the group rate. The room block cutoff is Monday, February 17, 2025. If you experience any issues booking a room, please email Hannah Park at hpark@acb.org. The schedule of events is as follows. Friday, March 14, afternoon tour to be determined. Saturday, March 15, board meeting 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time and evening welcome reception. Sunday, March 16, President's Meeting, including luncheon, and evening dine around in Pentagon City. Monday, March 17, Legislative Seminar, including luncheon. Tuesday, March 18, attendees may visit Capitol Hill to meet with their representatives. Stay tuned for more details as they become available on our conference page. From AFB.org, save the date for the 2025 Helen Keller Achievement Awards. The American Foundation for the Blind, AFB, will hold the 2025 Helen Keller Achievement Awards on the night of April 24th in New York City. This special celebration honors two champions of change who are leading the way toward full inclusion and equal opportunity for people who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision. Since its founding in 1994, this annual event has celebrated individuals and organizations whose work has made a significant impact on the lives of people with disabilities, spotlighting their contributions to creating a more inclusive world. Tickets will be released in early January, along with the names of this year's honorees. Sponsorship opportunities are now available. Email communications at afb.org for more information. HKAA updates. Want to stay up to date on the latest event developments? Sign up at the hot link to receive our annual Helen Keller Achievement Awards updates. Also from the AFB blog, Dateline November 18, new mainstream features in iOS 18. In fall of 2024, Apple launched iOS 18, the latest version of its operating system for iPhones and iPads. This article highlights some of the new mainstream features introduced with iOS 18, tested using an iPhone 16 running iOS 18.1. Settings in iOS 18, the Settings app, has been streamlined. Instead of displaying a complete list of every app installed on your device, there is now a dedicated Apps section, located as the final item on the main Settings screen. At the top of the Apps page, you'll find there's more at the blog, apparently. Author Janet Ingber, Blog Topics, Accessibility. iOS 18, new and updated accessibility features. Earlier this fall, Apple released iOS 18 for all phones, with updates being available to devices back to the iPhone XR, XS, and the iPhone SE second generation. That's mine. The Apple Intelligence feature, released on October 28th, will only work on the iPhone 15 Pro, Pro Max, and the full range of iPhone 16 devices. There are many new and updated features this year. Most of these will also work on iPads running iPadOS 18. This article focuses on the new accessibility features added this year. expanding the mainstream features in iOS 18. At the top of the apps page, you'll find a convenient search box to help locate specific apps. Phone, one of the new features in iOS 18, is the ability to record phone calls directly on your device, complete with an automatic transcription of the conversation. To maintain transparency, Apple ensures the other party is notified when the call is being recorded. You can enable this functionality by navigating to Settings, Phone, Call Recording. Once the call begins, number one, hide the keypad by performing a four-finger tap at the bottom of the screen. VoiceOver will confirm by announcing hide keypad. Select this option. Number two, next, perform a four-finger tap on the top left area of the screen. VoiceOver will indicate the presence of the Start Call Recording button, which you should select. Number three, to end the recording, flick it right at the top of the screen and select the Stop Call Recording button. The recording and its transcript are saved in the Notes app, where you can perform actions such as jumping to specific points in the recording, copying the transcript, or searching for specific content within the transcript. Passwords. In iOS 18, Apple has relocated the Passwords section from Settings into its own standalone app, making it easier to manage your saved credentials. Upon opening the app, you'll find a search bar at the top of the screen, followed by categories like All, Pass Keys, Codes, Wi-Fi, Security, and Deleted, with the number of items displayed for each category. The app also includes options to share passwords and pass keys with family members. Additionally, a button at the bottom allows you to create new passwords by entering the relevant details on a dedicated screen. Locking an app. iOS 18 introduces the ability to lock individual apps, requiring authentication via Face ID, Touch ID, or your device passcode to access them. It's important to note that locking an app on one device does not automatically sync this setting across other Apple devices. Furthermore, certain pre-installed apps, such as Camera, Contacts, Find My, and Settings, cannot be locked. To lock an app, number one, perform a double tap and hold, or a one-finger triple tap on the app icon to open the context menu. Number two, from the menu, select Require Face ID and follow the VoiceOver prompts to complete the process. If you wish to unlock an app, select Don't Require Face ID and authenticate using Face ID. Hiding apps. Pre-installed apps cannot be hidden in iOS 18. However, for other apps, the hiding process begins with opening the context menu and selecting Require Face ID. On the next screen, choose Hide and Require Face ID. Hidden apps are moved to the hidden folder located near the bottom of the app library. To access the folder, authenticate with Face ID. Control Center. The redesigned Control Center in iOS 18 now consists of three pages: Favorites, Now Playing, and Connectivity. These pages can be rearranged or supplemented with additional pages. Use a three-finger flick up or down to navigate between them. At the top left corner of the screen, you'll find Add Controls and Power buttons. The Add Controls button provides options to edit controls, delete them, or explore the controls gallery for more customization. Messages. The Messages app has received several upgrades. You can now schedule iMessages to send at a specific time or date. To do this, number one, tap the app button and choose Send Later. Number two, messages will suggest a date and time, which you can adjust by flicking up or down. Number three, at the bottom of the screen, use the pickers to set your desired date and time. Number four, finally, tap the Send button to schedule the message. Additionally, the Messages app now supports Rich Communication Services, RCS, significantly enhancing messaging functionality for Android users. RCS enables longer texts, audio messages, videos, and photos, along with features like delivery and read receipts, typing indicators, and group chat capabilities. The tap back feature has also been expanded. When viewing a message, flick down to access the tap back button. This opens a menu with reaction options like thumbs up, question mark, and heart, along with frequently used emojis. You can also add new emojis as reactions. Voice Memos. The Voice Memos app now automatically transcribes recordings into text and includes an option for stereo recording. By default, stereo recording is disabled but can be enabled by going to Settings, Apps, Voice Memos. A new Save As feature allows you to preserve both the original and edited versions of a recording, providing more flexibility for managing your audio files. Fitness and Fitness Plus. In iOS 18, the fitness app allows for greater customization of the summary page. To edit the summary, number one, flick right until you reach the Edit Summary button. Number two, flick up or down on an item to access the delete option. The Apple Fitness Plus interface has been overhauled with four new tabs: For You, Explore, Library, and Search. The Library tab simplifies navigation to your saved content, while the Explore tab organizes activity categories under clear headings. Lock Screen. The iOS 18 lock screen offers enhanced customization, allowing you to remove the camera and flashlight icons and replace them with other options. This process involves several steps, and for detailed guidance, you can refer to this Apple Viz podcast hot link. Widgets on the home screen. Widgets can now be placed directly on the home screen. Keep in mind that each widget takes up the space of four app icons. Depending on where you position a widget, some apps may automatically shift to another screen to accommodate it. Continuing the post about iOS 18 new and updated accessibility features, there are, most of these will also work on iPads running iOS 18. This article focuses on the new accessibility features added this year. In Settings, accessibility has been moved up and now appears immediately after General. What's new in VoiceOver? For the first time, VoiceOver settings include a section called What's New in VoiceOver. This section features 9 items in the general category What's New with VoiceOver in iOS 18 and 13 items under What's New with Braille in iOS 18. The 9 items in the section What's New with VoiceOver list are as follows. Live recognition now on the rotor. All recognition features such as detect text, detect furniture, detect people, door detection, detect scenes, and point and speak are now placed in a single rotor item. Each can be turned off or on independently. Multiple features can run simultaneously. When activated, the feature starts speaking immediately and continues until turned off. This feature can still be activated with a 4-finger quadruple tap. New Voice Rotor. You can now add an unlimited number of voices, which are accessible through the Voices Rotor item. In Settings, Accessibility, VoiceOver, Speech, voices are highly configurable. You can even use your personal voice in the Voices Rotor as your VoiceOver voice. Updated Audio Ducking. Audio ducking reduces the volume of other sounds while VoiceOver is speaking. Now, instead of simply being on or off, you can choose among off, when speaking, and always. Additionally, you can adjust the VoiceOver speech volume relative to other audio settings in Settings, Accessibility, VoiceOver, Audio. Voiced customization. Each voice now has a customizable EQ and other settings. After downloading a voice in Settings, Accessibility, VoiceOver, Speech, you can adjust the pitch, rate, volume, and 4 equalizer rangers. Siri voices include presets for selectable styles such as narration, even inflection, and faster pace. VoiceOver tutorial. In addition to the long-standing VoiceOver practice, a new VoiceOver tutorial teaches basic and advanced gestures, as well as how to use the rotor. Startup haptic. When VoiceOver starts, the phone now briefly vibrates. This haptic feedback can be turned off in Settings, Accessibility, VoiceOver, Audio, VoiceOver Sounds, and Haptics. Delay before selection. This new setting lets you control the amount of time between touching the screen and VoiceOver selecting an item. The default is 0 seconds, but a delay of up to 2 seconds can be set. This feature is useful for users who may inadvertently select items by accidental touches. New language support. Lithuanian and Kazakh languages have been added to VoiceOver. Live region and announcement rotor item. This new rotor item allows users to control whether updates in live regions of apps and web pages are announced. New Braille features. 8 of the new Braille items relate to Braille screen input, BSI. This feature, available since iOS 8, allows users to input Braille directly on the iPhone screen. In iOS 18, it has undergone a significant update. Here is a summary of the changes. New BSI activation gesture. A new gesture, double tapping with one finger at both the very top and bottom of the screen simultaneously, now launches Braille screen input. Triple tapping these areas launches BSI in command mode. The previous method of launching BSI via the rotor remains available, but is no longer on the rotor by default. BSI can be closed by sliding two fingers in opposite directions. Command mode for BSI. Braille screen input now includes a command mode, enabling users to control VoiceOver with Braille commands while BSI is active. These commands are the same as those used on Braille displays, minus the spacebar. Automatic activation on edit fields. BSI can now automatically activate in Braille entry mode whenever an edit field is entered. This can be enabled in Settings, Accessibility, VoiceOver, Braille, Braille screen input. Persistent command mode. BSI can now remain active in command mode until dismissed. Simultaneous six-dot entry. All six dots can now be entered simultaneously. Enhanced feedback. BSI includes several new sounds and haptics for feedback when typing or changing modes. These can be modified or turned off in Settings, Accessibility, VoiceOver, Commands, Braille screen input. Additional features not listed in What's New include support for contractions when searching apps on the home screen, a new quick action gesture swiping up with three fingers enabled in certain apps. For example, in Messages, it sends a message. Five additional new Braille features are combined input and output tables. Input and output Braille tables can now be controlled independently or together. The default setting is independent control, but matching tables can be enabled in Settings, Accessibility, VoiceOver, Braille. Tables can also be changed in VoiceOver Quick Settings, activated with a two-finger quadruple tap. Reconnect Braille display. Quickly reconnect a Braille display by toggling VoiceOver off and back on, or assigning a gesture to the Reconnect Braille display command. This command can be found in Settings, Accessibility, VoiceOver, Commands, All Commands, Braille. Item Chooser for Braille. A feature introduced last year for searching home screens is now available within BSI on any screen. Users press Enter, type characters, and press Enter again to move focus. Non-blinking cursor for Braille displays. Users can disable the blinking cursor by setting Prefer Non-Blinking Cursor to On in Settings, Accessibility, Motion. Multi-line text for 2D Braille displays. Text and items now display across multiple lines on supported Braille displays. Other new accessibility features. Voice control vocabulary. Voice control, which allows navigation of the iPhone using voice commands, now supports custom vocabulary additions. Vocal shortcuts. Under accessibility, speech, a new item called Vocal Shortcuts allows users to create phrases for Siri or to launch shortcuts, system functions, and accessibility features. Music haptics. Music haptics provides haptic feedback for certain music in Apple Music and Apple Music Classical. New background sounds. Two new sounds have been added to background sounds, night featuring crickets and fire featuring a crackling fireplace. Conclusion. iOS 18 brings a host of new features, many of which focus on accessibility. These updates are among the most significant in recent years. From RSS.com, episode notes, the Governor Moorhead School's women's goalball team will represent North Carolina in the prestigious U.S. Youth National Goalball Tournament. Hosted in St. Augustine, Florida, the event will take place from Friday, December 6, 2024 to Sunday, December 8, 2024, bringing together the best youth goalball teams from across the country. Goalball, a Paralympic sport designed for athletes with visual impairments, combines strategy, precision, and teamwork. Sean Whitney, the athletic director at the Governor Moorhead School, joined Jeff Hamlin to discuss the team. So check out that episode. Additional text posted on Facebook. Governor Moorhead School is thrilled to see its team compete on the national stage. GMS Ladies Goalball Team Schedule, Friday, 1:40 p.m. GMS versus Utah, 4:20 p.m. GMS versus Arizona, 7:40 p.m. GMS versus Washington, Saturday, 11:40 a.m. GMS versus Virginia. Following the preliminary matches, the quarterfinals and semifinals will take place later Saturday evening. The tournament will conclude with the medal games on Sunday, showcasing the top teams vying for championship honors. This is a remarkable opportunity for our students to showcase their skills and compete at the highest level, said Mr. Melvin Diggs, superintendent of the Governor Moorhead School. Our team has worked incredibly hard to prepare, and we are confident they will represent GMS and North Carolina with excellence and pride. The Governor Moorhead School encourages the community to cheer on our talented athletes and follow their journey throughout the tournament. Updates and results will be shared via GMS's official channels. About the Governor Moorhead School. The Governor Moorhead School, GMS, is North Carolina's state residential school for students with visual impairments. Located in Raleigh, GMS is dedicated to fostering academic achievement, athletic development, and personal growth, empowering students to thrive in a diverse and inclusive society. For media inquiries or updates on the tournament, please contact Laura Wooten, W-O-O-T-E-N, laura.wooten@gms.k12.nc.us, or phone at 984-292-3005. Maisha Gibbs posted on the 1st of December, "Join us at Governor Moorhead School for the winter concert on December 12, 2024 at 6:30 p.m. Come out for a night of community and family fun while supporting the talented children at this amazing blind school. Whether you're a former student, graduate, teacher, house parent, judoer, or cafeteria worker, we hope to see you there to cheer on the kids as they perform. It's a heartwarming experience to witness the new generation showcase their skills and excitement. So mark your calendars and make your way to Raleigh, North Carolina for this special Christmas event. We can't wait to see you there." On November 19th, the school posted with photos, "Getting ready for that trip." Several GMS seniors and GMS goalball athletes participated in an O&M airport lesson. While the seniors won't be using their newfound expertise in airline travel for a senior trip this school year, our GMS girls goalball team will be traveling by airplane to Florida for the goalball national tournament later in December. Most of our students have never used an airline for travel, so this experience will be helpful toward greater independent travel in the years beyond their attendance at GMS. Huge thank you to RDU and Lori, L-O-R-I, who has supported our GMS student experiences at RDU for the past several years. We hope to share our GMS expertise with her staff as we nurture this valued relationship. Signed, William Tubileja, that's T-U-B-I-L-L-E-J-A, COSM/ONM. On November 11th, the school posted, "We are the champions, award-winning RoboCoders." The GMS RoboCoders won the Best Robot Design Award. The students competed against 29 other teams from across North Carolina. Please take time to congratulate the GMS RoboCoders for doing an amazing job at the first LEGO League qualifying event that was held in Greensboro Sunday, the mid-November. Signed, Dr. Sarah McManus, Digital Learning Director. I've run out of time for this week's Vision News. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138.